Hi, my name is Pam Reynolds, and I'm doing a podcast today on bullying versus discipline. We kind of get the two mixed up, and there is so much pain and suffering that the kids are enduring that I think we need to start thinking more about it. I'm a retired teacher, and after my many years of teaching, I've realized how much is going on within the family. There is a lot of talk about bullying, but we don't consider, because we ask, where is it coming from? We don't consider the fact that most of it stems from the home. Parents bully the kids in many different ways, and then the kids come to school and bully other kids, and it's just a vicious cycle we've got ourselves caught in. And I would like to do some talking about it and maybe bring up some questions in people's minds. But there is a big difference in bullying versus discipline. And I'd like to begin with discipline. You need to have, parents need a unified front when they're disciplining kids. They need to be consistent with the consequences. Kids do need consequences for things that they do wrong to understand that they did it and they need to have ownership of what they did. And usually a consequence helps them to remember it better. If we go through a stop sign, police comes along, we get a ticket. That's the consequence. We chose the consequence because we went against the rule. And kids can learn that they choose the consequence because they chose to break one of our rules. Parents need a unified front. They don't need to bully to correct behavior. And they need to take the time to listen, to have patience with the children, to respect and love them, even when they do something wrong. Hitting, pushing, grabbing, screaming, even making a kid feel ashamed. Those are not very nice ways of disciplining. And actually, they're considered bullying. Because when you take the power and control away from anybody, you are bullying them, whether it's a boss, a parent. It's, you know, you insult people. Tickling is even a form of taking control of your child and tickling them till they, I don't mean simple tickling, but some parents really tickle to the point that the child can't breathe. I know that happened to me as a child. Swearing at them. To think that a parent would belittle their child and then the next moment, we as parents think that the child is going to just forget all of that and think that we love them. Well, I can tell you from experience again that kids remember so much and they don't always bounce back as easily as we think. Discipline with love. You know, correct a child's behavior. Have a consequence for it if you can. Don't get caught in the child's drama because you're not, your role is a director. You're not one of the actors. Give choices when you can. That you're, the other child is using that toy. Now you can't have it. So you can either choose another toy and stay outside and play, or you're coming in because I don't want to see the two of you fighting. And again, teach ownership. When we do something wrong, we need to own up to it. Walk away if you're very angry at your child. It's better than losing it and striking them, pushing them, screaming at them. It's much better to walk away. Call one of them inside the house. Call one of them to another room if the kid's fighting. Or just let the kids stay in the room if it involves only one child and calm yourself down. Whatever it is you want to see in your child, you need to model it. If you want them to be kind, you need to show kindness to them, to other people. You want them to listen, you need to listen to them. We need to model the kinds of behaviors we want to see and always separate the child from their actions. If you see the child hit their sibling, causing the other child to cry, and maybe the cut is bleeding, and you are very upset with the child that did it, just remember that they're still your child. They did something wrong, but if you go and smack them, you're copying them. You're behaving the way they behaved and losing your temper. You're the adult. You need to show them the kind of behavior that they should model and explain to them. You are very, very angry at them. Say it with your words, but tell them that what they did was wrong, and therefore you want them to be apologized to their sibling. You want them to atone, a consequence, like maybe pick up their sibling's room or help their sibling with homework or let their sibling borrow a loved toy. But you need to model the behavior you want to see. And always keep a unified front again, because when parents disagree, the kids immediately go to the parent that is the weak link. At 16, the child wants the car. Mom says yes, dad says no. They're going to just go to mom, quietly say, can I take the car? Mom says yes, dad's angry. Okay, that's not good. You want to agree. Why does dad not want them to take the car? Maybe it's because they weren't careful. Well, maybe they could wait a day or two, face up to the consequences of not using the car in the correct way. So try to agree on how it is you are disciplining. No bullying is acceptable. I just do not believe in bullying. I experienced enough bullying in my own life that I just don't know bullying is right. It doesn't make a person better. It only makes a person fearful. They lose confidence. They're insecure. And they're angry. And that is not the things that we want our children feeling. So bullying just does not help. Now be consistent with your roles. If you say no jumping on the bed today, just because they have friends over the next day or cousins, or you're busy doing something and they're quiet because they're jumping on the bed, they're still breaking a rule. So when that happens, you need to correct it. You need to go in and say, no, just because I'm busy and I can't keep coming in this room to correct you, you need to know you're not to jump on the bed. Because once you give in, then it's kind of like your rules have no meaning. Other rules will get broken in the same way. Okay, bullying. Fathers and sons, when there's a lot of bullying between fathers and sons, and I find that happens around the 13, around the teen years, it begins because boys begin to feel more self-assured. They're growing up. They want the power. They see men as having power and being stronger. And so they kind of will push it a little bit further with dad. Keep talking when dad says be quiet. So it sometimes begins because boys are asserting themselves. And some dads will want to crush them and put them right back in their place. We don't have to crush them in order to teach them. And that's what you need to remember. You can curb the bullying, you can control it, and you can discipline with love. I know one time my father, he grabbed my brother's chain that he had in his neck and when he was yanking on it, he ended up really cutting into my brother's neck, and it was so sore for the longest time. But even when I tried to show my brother some empathy about it, he just kept saying, "It doesn't hurt." Now, I knew it hurt. Anybody could look at that and wince in pain that he was experiencing. But the thing is, young boys don't hide their feelings sometimes. So it's important for boys to be able to express their feelings, to be able to say, "That did hurt, that I'm not always the strong one." But it's terrible for dads to play the bully and crush their sons. It's extremely important for dads to allow their sons to look up to them, to respect them, to want to follow them, model them. They certainly will not want to model the behavior that is harsh. However, many times boys repeat the actions, which is unfortunate. You want to teach without blame. Don't blame the child as much as telling them or teaching them why what they did was not acceptable, why it was wrong. Because it isn't always just about blame. It's about doing the right thing by everybody. And separate the child from the deed. Just because your child has done something that you can't even believe they did, which many kids do things that shock us as parents. Not my kid, he would never do that. She would never do that. So separate the child from the deed. Give unconditional love. Show them that you love them even though they made a mistake. It's okay to make mistakes. We as adults make the mistakes and make mistakes, and we need to own up to that and respect them. Don't crush them. Don't demolish them. Respect their feelings. Even if they say, "I did it because I was upset. You know, my sister took this. My brother took that." Respect their feelings and say, "I know how that feels. I had a brother. I had a sister." Or, "You know, at work, somebody does that to me. I know how you feel, but the right way to deal with it is." Sometimes it's to talk about it. Sometimes it's to confront them and say, "Why do you always do that? I don't like it." But don't bully. And teach ownership when you discipline. The child needs to take responsibility. Really, as soon as a child is 2-3 years old and able to know that something's not their toy and they shouldn't take it away from another 2 or 3-year-old. And if they do, you just need to pick it up and give it back to the original owner. They need to understand that. If they cry a little bit, you come over and you say, "You can pick out any other toy that you want. And I'm sorry." You sympathize, you empathize. You're not trying to make them feel badly. You're not trying to say, "You're not getting it," or slap them because they shouldn't want it. Don't do that. Just gently and nicely. Discipline is simple, but it takes time. And it takes patience and some energy. Oh, it takes some energy. Try to always give choices to kids. "No, you can't do this, but you can do that. You can't play with that toy today because your sibling has it, but you can do this." And again, listen to their complaints. I don't mean you want to put in an hour of on and on talk, but sometimes what they have to say is important and it uncovers something that you didn't know. Very important to remain calm. Don't get involved in all the drama. Again, you're the director, you're the parent, you're the teacher. So remain calm, because that incident that maybe they think is so terrible, and even in your mind it's beginning to blow up because you want to be done with this whole situation right now and get back to what you're doing. If you remain calm, it will end a lot faster. and have meaningful consequences. They break a toy, maybe they could give up a toy. Maybe they could fix the toy. Maybe they could save their money and buy the same toy and give it to their sibling or a friend. And be consistent, like the jumping on the bed. If it's wrong today, it should be wrong tomorrow. Otherwise, you're breaking your own rules. And then, why should they have respect for your rules if you keep breaking them? Discipline, be consistent, teach ownership, patience, and always respect your kids. And remember that you love them. Even when they just hit their sibling with the toy and the child's arm is bleeding a little bit, you still need to remember who stands in front of you. Your love is unconditional. You have to still love them. There is a big difference between the bullying and the discipline. Kids that are bullied at home go to school and they bully other kids. It just continues and continues because we talk a lot about bullying, but we bully people when we cut in front of them, having 2 inches to spare because we want to be in front. We cut people off. We cut people in lines at school. Kids cut the line for drinks. I never let the kids at school, because I taught for many years. I always made them go to the end of the line because it really isn't acceptable. You know, and some kids are afraid. They're afraid of kids that are bigger. They're afraid of kids that bully. And sometimes teachers, even at school, they have so much to do that taking the time to correct a simple bullying issue, they just don't want that to be part of their agenda. And neither do parents. Sometimes you're in a hurry. It's like, I'm not dealing with this now. Another time I'll talk about it. But then sometimes we never get the chance to talk about it and do it. Nurturing involves teaching the kids how to go about getting along. It does not mean bullying. It just does not ever include bullying. I grew up in a home where there was lots of bullying. We got hit with belts. We got scared and terrified with threats. And a lot of things were done that were very wrong. It stays with you for a lifetime. It takes a long, long time. I want to say to grow up. It isn't so much to grow up, but it takes a long time to get back your confidence, to get back your sense of security, to have a little in yourself that you can do things. And that's kind of sad because as kids grow up and get older, they should be able to have that sense of security, have that sense that home is a place where I find love. It's a place where people care about me. They will protect me. You don't want them to think of home as a place that doesn't teach. It's a place that bullies. A home where they find hurt. I mean, slapping your kid, hitting them, pushing them, how is that teaching them? That's only causing them pain. They're not thinking about any instruction you gave when you are slapping them around or punching them. That's not teaching them. All they're feeling is pain. Pain is overriding your lesson. Your lesson is zero, no lesson. You need to teach with confidence, with love, with instructions. You need to model the behavior that you want to see. People that model bullying and strike their kids, that's what they're teaching them. Why wouldn't a child go in and strike another kid? Because they've lost their power and control. Dad crushed it. Mom crushed it. They go into school, they get that back. They feel insecure. They get it back at school. I experienced tons of bullying. Walking up and down a classroom, watching the kids work, kids that ducked. Suddenly, I would be coming by them, first thing, hands over their heads, ducking. I remember my own brother fighting our father. He fought. He took a beating. I was the people pleaser. That's not to say I didn't take my own hits. I did. We all took hits for things that we did. Whatever it was they decided was something that we shouldn't have done, even if we ate the cake before dinner. I mean, whatever it was, we all took the strikes. My sister, she didn't talk till she was like 3. She just wouldn't talk to anybody. I think she knew the words, but she just refused. She kind of went into herself. So everybody reacts in a different way, but bullying is not necessary. And I can't see that we have advanced if we still think that hitting and striking and hurting is a way to teach. When you go to work, would an adult want to go to work and have the boss striking them every time they didn't get what they were supposed to learn that day? It just doesn't make any sense to me. Why would you think striking somebody at any point is the way to go? And then we wonder why we are constantly in wars and battles and fights. I mean, this is what we're taught from the moment we're born. A sibling comes over, strikes us. If the sibling's corrected in the right way, then it ends. So let me just ask you to think about how you discipline. Bullying is not discipline. Bullying is being mean, is being threatening, is thinking that you are powerful. And to a child, an adult is powerful because they're stronger, they have more power, they have the control, they have the final say. And I'm saying, teach them love, teach them caring. Teach them to have empathy so they don't hit, not because they're afraid of another child who's a bigger bully, but because it's not the right thing to do, because they don't want to hurt that person. So think about your discipline, and hopefully we can all make this a better world and dump the bullying. I'd love to see bullying out of the schools, out of the playground, and most especially out of the homes. Thank you.